Joe Rogan warns leftist celebrations of Charlie Kirk's assassination brings U.S. closer to civil war. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 12, 2025. Podcast powerhouse Joe Rogan is warning that leftists celebrating the assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk is bringing the United States closer to a civil war. Charlie Kirk gets shot and people are celebrating, like, whoa, 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 whoa. You want people to die that you disagree with? Rogan said to his guest, Brian Redban, during Tuesday's episode of The Joe Rogan Experience. Where are we right now on the scale of 1 to civil war? Are we at 7? Because I thought we were at 5. I thought we were at, like, 4. 4 or 5. But after the Charlie Kirk thing, I'm like, oh, we might be like 7. This might be, like, step 7 on the way to a bona fide civil war. The podcast hot added. Rogan went on to say that as soon as regular people start celebrating somebody getting murdered in front of their wife and kid on television, in front of the whole world, it means society is in dark territory. You're in dark territory, Rogan reiterated. And if the worst thing you could say about that guy is that he said some things I disagree with, and you're celebrating that he got shot in the neck in front of the world, whoa. And you work at an insurance company? This is nuts. And you thought it was okay to say that on Instagram? This is nuts, like, what are you guys on? What's happening here? Rogan added, to which Redban replied by quipping, estrogen pills. Watch below. Where are we right now on the scale of 1 to civil war? Rogan continued. Are we at 7? Because I thought we were at 5. I thought we were at, like, 4. 4 or 5. But after the Charlie Kirk thing, I'm like, oh, we might be like 7. This might be, like, step 7 on the way to a bona fide civil war, the podcast hot added. Rogan went on to say that as soon as regular people start celebrating somebody getting murdered in front of their wife and kid on television, in front of the whole world, it means society is in dark territory. You're in dark territory, Rogan reiterated. And if the worst thing you could say about that guy is that he said some things I disagree with, and you're celebrating that he got shot in the neck in front of the world, whoa. And you work at an insurance company? This is nuts. And you thought it was okay to say that on Instagram? This is nuts, like, what are you guys on? What's happening here? Rogan added, to which Redban replied by quipping, estrogen pills. This is not the first time Rogan has expressed concerns of the growing acceptance of political violence in the United States. Days after Kirk's September 10th assassination, Rogan said his eyes were opened up, and that he never would have thought so many people would celebrate a man's murder. On Monday, exactly 2 months after Kirk's assassination, political violence broke out at a Turning Point USA event at UC Berkeley, where a rioter named Jihad was arrested and charged with assault and robbery after a brawl that left an event attendee clad in a Freedom shirt bloodied. Several others were also arrested in relation to attacks at the Turning Point USA event at UC Berkeley. Meanwhile, on college campuses across the United States, multiple students have already been arrested in the wake of Kirk's assassination, after they were caught attacking Turning Point USA display tables at their schools. Following Kirk's murder, students have also been caught on camera harassing and threatening Turning Point USA activists, with one individual at the University of Arizona calling the conservatives Nazis and telling them "watch your neck," in blatant reference to the manner in which Kirk was fatally shot. Since Kirk's assassination, requests for new Turning Point USA chapters have surged across the country, with the organization saying more than 120,000 students have since inquired about starting new high school and college chapters. Recently, students at a high school in Rhode Island launched a Turning Point USA chapter after their teacher, Benjamin Fillo, mocked Kirk's death in a video in which he appeared to convey that he believes it is normal and natural for a conservative public figure to be assassinated while speaking on a college campus in the United States. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.